We have a special guest from the River Campus Inn to talk about a performance coming up Friday night, and that is instructor of saxophone Michael Chapa. Hello.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so happy when we can get visitors from the East to come over to our main campus and talk to us about exciting things that are going on in their performance lives. And this is something, we were talking off the air, not necessarily something new for you, but something that we don't usually see you doing. We know you've won awards, you've studied for a long time under the umbrella of classical saxophone repertoire, and you are stepping out a little bit now with a giant step, pun intended, thank you very much, and moving forward with some music by John Coltrane. And the title of the show on Friday night is Chapa Plays Coltrane. Now, something tells me you'll be playing other things too, but you're focusing on Coltrane. How did that come about?
Yeah, so really it's a combination of two things. One of my best friends and close collaborators at the River Campus, Dr. Felipe Brito, reached out to me early when I got here, and our collaboration and relationship has, started exactly when I started here about 2 years ago. I played on his album release concert at Scout Hall. I've also played in various concerts here around the community, and most recently, Louis Pereira's feature last semester in the fall. And so we were looking for ways to find some way to feature me. And, he approached me early on last semester and he said, "Hey, what can we do to perform for the community?" And the first idea I had was trying to replicate the inspiration I had as a young child listening to Coltrane. And so it's a combination of influential figures that I listened to growing up and just opportunities presented by my colleagues.
Well, we're going to give some details about the concert first. The show, the concert, the evening, the performance happens this Friday at 7:30 at Scout Hall. Doors open at 7. This is a series of jazz performances called Underground Jazz. You've heard me visit with quite a few people who have come through to perform in this series that was initiated by Rust Media and also with Felipe Brito. I think he sort of spearheaded all of this as part of the Underground Jazz series. The address of Scout Hall, it's so central to downtown Cape, right on Broadway, 420. If you look on the side of the building, they have a sign that comes out from the door, and there's also writing there on the door. It says Scout Hall. What's your vibe that you feel when you're performing there?
I've never thought about that, but it's kind of a culmination of a lot of different traditional jazz venues, speakeasies, like you mentioned, cocktail bar, underground jazz venue, almost fancy, VIP-esque. It's kind of everything, but it's very inviting.
Yeah, it's very inviting. I heard some jazz in November in New York, and real small venue, with multiple sittings. Like you go and you have to be there for an hour and a half, that's max, or maybe just an hour. And then if you haven't finished eating by then, you're taking something to go because they got a whole new crowd that's going to come in right after you. That is not the case here. You come in, get settled in, and the band's going to play for a while. Who else will be playing with you Friday?
Yeah, so I'm going to be playing with Dr. Felipe Brito himself on trombone, Professor Louis Pereira on drum set yet again, and Andrew Bender on string bass, a St. Louis musician and high-level educator, and then Greg R. Dallas, another St. Louis-based musician on guitar.
Oh, that's cool. So we've got, we're incorporating some people coming in from the north, but then I like the idea that they come here and hear our great players, and then you'll get invited to come up there and play too. So that's a lot of fun. Coltrane, this pioneer of so many different styles of jazz, bop, modal jazz, free jazz, and he's known for this thing called sheets of sound. Now, I can explain it, but I think it might be better for you to tell us exactly. I know it involves playing quickly. Are you going to incorporate that in any of your improv? How does a sheet of sound work?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of different ideas about sheets of sound. This is how people describe Coltrane's improvisational language and just overall playing style. You know, it does involve a lot of speed, but it's really not about the speed. It's about the density of the music. You know, in my experience, and there's a lot of takes on this, but in this approach, he compresses a lot of harmonic information, you know, exploring multiple pathways through the harmony at once. This kind of density and intensity comes from accumulation of all of the influences he had growing up, Lester Young, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis. And so,
yeah, and then he had this great spiritual awakening, and he broke his heroin and alcohol addiction through that. And after that, what happened after that was this incredible, what you refer to as that intensity of his performances as he came out of the addiction. Also, one thing that I read about was that he was a practice fanatic, that even after he would walk off the stage, that he would go back to his hotel room and be playing scales. I don't know, we don't want to talk about your practice habits, but something tells me that you would fall into that category. Is there a regimen, do you think, that's any different for a jazz musician than for a classical musician about putting the blinders on and getting the work in?
I think with jazz music and classical music, if we want to separate those genres, I think a lot of jazz music, in my own experience, has a little bit more flexibility, and there's a lot of opportunity for personal expression that isn't necessarily restricted to a specific style.
Well, it may be something you can't practice.
I mean, right.
Yeah, because so much of it happens in the moment.
And I always talk to my students about this until I'm blue in the face, but it's all about intention. You know, with classical music, it's very easy. With all music, all notated music, we're given, you know, a sheet of instructions. And it's our job to interpret that. You know, and we have to do a lot of research. The composer, what their background was, the specific style, the genre, the era of time. And with classical music, there's a lot of notation in there. With jazz, sometimes there's less. But we can meld these two approaches or these two genres and really focus on just personal expression. Every time you play a note, do you have intention about it? What are you thinking about? What do you want to say emotionally, even through this performance on Friday? You know, I'm going to do my due diligence, and I have studying Coltrane's music and his background, and I'm going to try to imitate what his personal expression might have been in these songs, but also put my own spin on it.
Oh yeah, we want you to do that, Choppa. You can't separate yourself from what's going on in the moment. I don't think, as gifted a player as you are, how would you do? I mean, you've got all the years in focusing on what it sounds like to be you playing the saxophone, you know. Let's talk a little bit about the instruments themselves. So when we say sax in relationship to jazz, we can go really maybe mainly three different ways. Tenor sax, and Coltrane played tenor a lot. But he also had a lot to do with the popularity of the soprano sax coming into the jazz world. you're going to play soprano sax.
Yes, correct. You know, that a lot of early jazz was developed around the transition from playing clarinet to saxophone in the early 1900s in New Orleans. There were a lot of Dixie bands, and there were many influential figures that decided to pick up the saxophone just to try to develop some sort of sound world, a different sound world. And so you get a lot of early figures transitioning to alto, because that is the most similar in sound range of the soprano B-flat clarinet. But then later on, you know, in the 20s and 30s, especially as the Belgian saxophone instrument manufacturers, they started shipping their instruments to the United States, we get more of a range of instruments, soprano sax, tenor sax, baritone sax, the entire saxophone family.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Coltrane, who else will we hear?
You know, I want to keep that a surprise.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
You'll hear some jazz standards.
We like that. We like surprises.
Swing, blues, ballads, you name it.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Okay. So details once again to hear Michael Chapa play Coltrane at Scout Hall this Friday night. Doors open at 7, part of the Underground Jazz Series. The performance begins at 7:30 Friday, January 16th at Scout Hall on Broadway. That's 420 Broadway in Cape Girardeau. Michael, thank you so much for being here. Doors open anytime. We look forward to seeing you.
Of course. Thanks for having me.